Cleveland has begun preparation for the Republican National Convention in 2016. They'll be gearing up for it over the next few months. Sometime next summer, the convention rolls into town, bringing the worst of the worst that delusional hierarchy has to offer. The militant conservatives dragging their corporate-friendly agendas, their big oil bucks, and their Bible-inspired high school textbooks into the mistake on the lake. They'll gaggle up to nominate super fascists to get elected warmonger-in-chief, taking us back to the good old days of racial segregation and witch-burning. We're talking about thousands hopped up on fear and loathing, sacrificing chicken to God named Nixon and Reagan, plotting the next 4 years of invasion, bombed by pulling names of foreign countries out of a hat. I hear even Canada and Belgium are potential candidates this time around. So Republican wackos across the country are mobilizing for this sociopathic shindig, an obscene orgasmic bash for the powerful and privileged, who will plot how to get more of us sleeping in our cars with our heads locked in the sights of the anti-tank weapon wielded by Officer Friendly, transforming every place into Ferguson. So my question is, what are we going to do about it? Imagine, just for fun, anarchists across the country and around the globe preparing for the Republican National Convention, formulating plans, brainstorming. From prior experience, we can anticipate that nonviolent protests will be permitted in free speech zones, somewhere away from the convention itself. So that seems like a waste of time compared to what could be done if we focus energies elsewhere. I'm thinking about all of the facilities and services the party delegates and convention attendees are going to need. They're going to stay in hotels, eat at high-end restaurants. They're going to travel in limousines, taxi cabs, and rental cars. You know who works at those hotels and restaurants? You know who drives those taxi cabs and limos? You know who performs the cleaning and maintenance on those rental cars? We do. And if we aren't well represented in Cleveland's service industry, we certainly could infiltrate it, getting those jobs well in advance of the convention. We could start educating co-workers immediately. We're talking about the potential for hundreds of anarchists entrusted to meeting the needs of the ruling 1%. Hopefully, everyone in Cleveland's service industry will have seen the movie Fight Club. Project Mayhem underway. Let's consider some of the ways we could make the convention memorable. Delegates arrive at the airport, get into taxis, limos, and rental cars, all clean by us. So just imagine if you worked around those cars, how you could put good use to the scraps thrown out at the fish market. Just a day or two before the fascist elite roll into town, each potential vehicle could be cleaned thoroughly with dead fish in the sun, providing the fascist elite with memorable fragrances whenever they hop in a car. You could squeeze the juice out of fish gut straight into the heater vent and leave the heater on for an hour, cooking it up really nicely. As for the hotel room that will be reserved by conventioners, you don't want them to feel lonely. So hotel employees could distribute microscopic friends in every room. Lice, bed bugs, cockroaches. Release bags of those critters in the rooms to keep conventioners company. Something from Richard Nixon in 1972. Urinating on the carpet and heaters in the rooms just days before the convention crowd rolls in, then turning the thermostats way up and breaking them, would provide the ruling elite a memorable experience on hot Cleveland summer nights. Conventioners need food. They'll get room service and food at high-end restaurants cooked and delivered by us. I'm reminded of Fight Club, where Brad Pitt peed in the potato soup. I suspect it's not necessary for thousands of us to pee in everything. Chances are, if there was video of just one faceless waiter peeing in the soup posted all over social media, and flyers all over town instructing food workers how to tamper with food without getting caught, the ruling elite would have to wonder if they were eating boogers and butt crust, loogies and menstrual smear, as they should. On top of all that, imagine known prostitutes with criminal records outside the hotels, seeking photos with stodgy Republican delegates, and, just as the photo snaps, they kiss the delegates on the mouth, or they pull their tops up, or twerk on the delegate. The photos, when posted, would be a big hit on social media and help super fascists to change their image. Immediate rebranding. Republican, the prostitute-friendly, lice-infested, fish-smelling pee drinkers of America. We could bring Project Mayhem to the Mistake on the Lake in 2016. This is anarchist prisoner Sean Swain from the Southern Ohio Correctional Facility in Lucasville. If you're listening, You are Project Mayhem.
You can write to Sean Swain at his new address at Sean Swain 243-205, P.O. Box 45699, 1724 State Route number 728, Lucasville, Ohio 45699. To read some of Sean's writings and learn more about his case, check out seanswain.org.